This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The annual gathering of world leaders at the UN General Assembly began Tuesday in New York City with a host of global crises on the table, including the war in Ukraine, climate disruptions, pandemics, and the developmental challenges many nations face. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed the assembly, saying the world must stand with Ukraine and defend its sovereignty and freedom. He said Russia bore responsibility for the war. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, also addressing the assembly, said world leaders seem incapable of coming together.
The world has changed. Our institutions have not. We cannot effectively address problems as they are if institutions do not reflect the world as it is. Instead of solving problems, they risk becoming part of the problem.
Separately, and speaking to the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says other nations must provide Ukraine more ability to defend itself from Russian aerial attacks.
Air defense is saving lives. So I urge this group to continue to dig deep on ground-based air defense for Ukraine. And we must continue to push hard to provide Ukraine with the air defense systems and interceptors that it needs.
Ukraine appealed to three neighboring countries in the European Union on Tuesday to embark on constructive dialogue to end a dispute over agricultural trade. Poland, Slovakia, and Hungary announced restrictions on imports from Ukraine on Friday after the European Commission decided not to extend a ban on sales into Ukraine's five EU neighbors, which also include Romania and Bulgaria. For more news, check us out online. This is VOA News. Five Americans freed from Iran made an emotional return to the United States on Tuesday, ending their imprisonment nightmare a day after they were swapped for five Iranians held in the U.S. and the unfreezing of $6 billion in Iranian funds. Of late, Germany has racked up one economic success after another, but times have changed. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Jobs were plentiful. The government's financial coffers grew as other European countries drowned in debt. And books were written about what other countries could learn from Germany. No longer. Now Germany is the world's worst performing major developed economy, with both the International Monetary Fund and the EU expecting it to shrink this year.
Insgesamt also.
Christian Kullmann, CEO of chemical company Evonik, says Germany risks deindustrialization as higher energy costs and government inaction on other chronic problems threaten to send new factories and high-paying jobs elsewhere. The sudden underperformance of Europe's largest economy has set off a wave of criticism, hand-wringing, and debate about the way forward. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Italy's government has passed measures to build new migrant detention centers and allow for the rapid deportation of failed asylum seekers. Italy is facing another surge in migrant arrivals on the small island of Lampedusa. More than 2,000 people have died on the treacherous crossing between North Africa and Europe this year alone, according to the United Nations. Henry Ridgewell of VOA reports from London.
The European Union signed a strategic partnership with Tunisia in July, worth $1.1 billion, in return for a crackdown on human traffickers and tightened border controls. Human rights groups have expressed concerns over Tunisia's treatment of refugees and say Europe must offer a more humane response. Andrea Costa of the Baobab Experience Migrant Support Charity said, "You don't stop the migrants by putting up walls. You don't stop them by closing borders or with naval blockades. Welcoming them is the best answer you can give," he said. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will travel to China this week for a bilateral summit with his Chinese counterpart. That's what the presidency in Damascus said in a statement on Tuesday. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com or follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.